Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour, the one we like to refer to as the bonus hour, with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed, which is why we have the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. If texting is your preferred mode of communication, that's cool. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is what you want. That number is 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. We have been crammed full of guests today on the program, and now we have yet another about to join us. Ah, yes. The distinctive signature music in the background of the official, unofficial op-ed page editor of the Bobby Mack Show, the one, the only, the Anthony from Simpsonville. Anthony, welcome back to the program. I guess you're joining Chuck Schumer today in celebration of the president's loss in the Senate with the help of 12 Republican senators. Anthony, you there? Anthony must be on the phone right now with Huffington Post, getting his talking points from them. And either that or maybe Rolling Stone. I'm sorry, Vanity Fair. Yeah, in the wake of Beto O'Rourke's announcement today that he is running for president on the Democrat ticket. Anthony is on his mobile phone, as the Brits like to say, and got himself into a spot where the connection, as they say, was lost. However, I have every confidence that he will rejoin us to celebrate the president's defeat in the halls of the Senate today and to explain to us how there really is no crisis on the border that requires an emergency declaration. I am frothing at the bit to wait to hear Anthony explain that, and I guess he will call us back. Well, I'm hopeful, because I always enjoy sparring with Anthony. On the text line, we missed Anthony. Bob, oh great, the only person you could have on your show that could raise AOC's IQ, and he blew it. Well, apparently he is back now into a spot where we have regained our connection with the Anthony from Simpsonville. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. McLean.
There you are.
You know, there is no gloating here in regards to what took place in the Senate. You know, 12 Republicans found their spine. We need 18 of them to find their spine in order to make it a veto-proof majority.
But wouldn't hold my breath there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. But 12 finding their spine is a good start. Look, Article 1 of the Constitution is very clear. You know it. I'm pretty sure you read your Constitution. What I want to ask you, and I want to ask your listeners, if they're listening.
Right.
How do you reconcile supporting a guy who has such a loose association with the truth? 8,000 lies since he took office. Let me ask you something. Remember back in the day?
Wait a minute. What 8,000 lies are you referring to?
Oh, wow. Pull up the Washington Post, and then they'll detail.
Oh, well, there's a reputable source for sure.
Let me ask you this question. Remember when George H.W. Bush said, "Read my lips, no new taxes"?
I do.
Remember when Barack Obama said, "If you like your doctor, you can keep him"?
I remember that as well. Yeah.
Okay. Remember the day when the president actually, you know, when they actually were caught in an untruth, not even a bold-faced lie like Trump does, but an untruth, that it was one of those rare occasions where you could actually reference back as a talking point. Donald Trump has so many darn lies, you can't even pull up a talking point because it'll take all day. I don't know how true conservatism, true Republicans, those that hold that moral high ground, so to speak, which have turned out to be hypocrites now, if you look at it, because you support a man who has a loose association with the truth. You support a man who has scandal after scandal after scandal. You said yesterday, and I recall this on your show. I didn't call in.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that Obama claimed that he had no scandals in his administration, and you brought up
he did.
And Furious.
Yes, right. And Benghazi, okay. And Hillary's email server, right?
Okay, let me ask you this question, Bobby.
Yeah.
How many people associated with Barack Obama was not indicted? Name two. Name one. Name one.
Considering... Well, if you'll give me an opportunity to respond, Anthony, number one, they weren't about to be indicted because Obama controlled the FBI and the DOJ, as we learned, when they went after Donald Trump. Let me ask you a question about today's vote in the Senate. You talk about the Republicans supposedly finding their spine. Do you truly believe, as members of your party do, that there is no border emergency that requires a wall? Do you seriously think that?
I actually do. When you look at the numbers,
my God.
The numbers don't lie. Let me answer the question, sir. The numbers don't lie.
And ICE and the Border Patrol tells us that we're about to get 1 million more illegals across the border this year if we do nothing. That's the number.
Again, okay, like I said, the numbers don't lie. I want to tell you a quick joke and I'll let you go, okay?
All right.
I'm pretty sure you may have heard this. Four Republicans walk in a bar.
Uh-huh.
McCabe, Comey, Rosenstein, who's the fourth? Anyway, let's just say three Republicans.
Peter Strzok. Yeah, put him in there.
And you know, they all sit down and have a beer, and they all conspire.
Right.
They all conspire to bring down their Republican president.
Yeah.
Not too funny, is it? Well, that's part of the joke. I mean,
yeah.
Are you asking people to
believe? It's not funny when the individuals that you're talking about are conspiring to construct a silent coup against a sitting president. Now, you're right. I don't find that very amusing at all. He wants to talk about Republicans being hypocrites? The Democrat Party has retired the participation trophy on hypocrisy. Jeez. You know, and these 12 Republicans that Anthony claims found their spine, wrapping themselves falsely in the Constitution to be able to thumb their nose at the president. Donald Trump is not creating any new spending, which would be unconstitutional, as Barack Obama's creation of DACA was unconstitutional. The president is merely redirecting money that has already been voted on and approved by Congress from one purpose to another. Show me the unconstitutionality of that. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. ACC Hoops Tournament continues tonight. The Tar Heels play at 7. They'll be taking on Louisville. And then Duke, spelled D-O-O-K, Duke will play the Cues, Syracuse, at 9 o'clock tonight. So this serves as a reminder. Get in on the bracket challenge. You know, the brackets will be out on Sunday, and immediately thereafter, you can fill out your brackets and see how you do. We got lots of great prizes. Just go to our website, 1063WORD.com. You'll see the banner there for the Bracket Challenge, and go ahead and get in on that. Two of the most high-profile individuals in the college bribery scandal getting some blowback on this. One day after Lori Loughlin was ensnared in the college admissions investigation and released on $1 million bond, the actress has been dropped by the Hallmark Channel. A rep for Crown Media, the umbrella group that includes the Hallmark Channel, confirmed to Fox News that the company has cut ties with the 54-year-old star. But we understand, though, that Felicity Huffman, I believe, is still doing okay.
My name is Felicity Huffman. You might know me from such terrible TV shows as Desperate Housewives and Desperate Housewives. Mm. When you sign on to the net, you might read a story about the unusual day I had. Normally, there's never anything newsworthy about my life. That all changed. Of course, everything seemed quite normal at first. I went to hot yoga. I mailed the bribery check for my daughter's SAT proctor. Mm-hmm. I had her face photoshopped onto a lacrosse athlete by the best in the business. I called Aunt Becky and told her half a mil for USC is too much. Now Yale. Yes, I spent the day like I spend every other day, ignoring my husband and helping other rich, entitled women to secure a spot in an Ivy League school for their child,
well, good,
who has no business being there. But at least they took the place of a poor student.
Yeah, well, that's true. By the way, we did get good news at Stately McLean Manor today. Our little West Highland White Terrier, Megan, has been accepted at Yale. So, yeah, they overlook the paw print on the signature of the ACT. 23 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line. Bob, it's obvious Anthony just can't wait for that basic living income check that AOC promised so he can do nothing like he does now and be financially successful at it. Bobby, in honor of Anthony, I will now play If I Had a Hammer by Bernie Sanders. See that video of Bernie singing that in the Soviet Union? And now, in honor of Elvis, I've now shot the old hi-fi with a good old American Colt 1911 45 ACP. Thanks, Anthony. Enjoyed that. Bobby, right. Anthony is correct. Numbers don't lie. Liberals do. Bobby, anyone counting the lies Anthony has repeated about Trump? No, the numbers don't go that high. Bobby, Anthony is amazing. How does he manage to speak from his rear end while his head is jammed so far up there? Bobby, Anthony is extra stupid today. Who knew it was possible? Great show as always. Thank you. To the phones we go. Marshall is next, and he is in Greenville. Hi, Marshall, and welcome.
Hi, Bobby. I was wanting to call that Democrat that was on the phone just a minute ago.
Yes, sir.
He has me so riled up. I cannot believe that our Senate is failing to see that when Donald Trump said in his national emergency address that when he said that this act was not needed, he wasn't referring to that there is no emergency at the border. He was referring to that the Congress or the Senate could have made decisions about this much, much quicker than they ended up doing.
Certainly they could.
Due to their inaction, Trump had to make that decision. I also don't really feel that non-border states should have as much of a say as they do on Border Patrol. I understand that their tax dollars would be used in that situation, but it's not their property. It's not their land. It's not their issue to deal with. Why do they have a say in how that issue is dealt with?
Yeah, fair question.
It's something I really can't understand. And I'm really disappointed with the Democrats and how they've attempted this silent coup, as you put it.
Yes.
And I'm definitely hoping that they fail in their popular vote pact that has been gaining a little bit of momentum, which I fear would take away not only my state, but many other low population states in comparison to states such as California, Florida, Texas, all these states. That have such a high population, such a loud voice in the popular vote.
Well, exactly. I mean, the founders created the Electoral College for that express purpose, so that New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Boston wouldn't elect the president.
So, I find it so baffling that the Democrats are pushing these various narratives so far and want to just keep the people ignorant and underneath their own lies.
Yeah, they have
I find it very frustrating as a young person growing up in this state and looking towards what the future of my government might hold.
Yeah, and I completely understand that, because at some point, Marshall, as I'm sure you're well aware, the waiter is going to bring the check, and it is your generation to whom it's going to be delivered.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Marshall. I appreciate it. Richie is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Also wants to chime in about the op-ed page editor of the Bobby Mack Show, Anthony. Hi, Richie, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. Years ago, Anthony called in. He said he hated when our white folks said that black people act uppity. Well, every damn time he calls your show, he acts uppity. So, and I don't, you know, hey, anybody can take it for whatever it is, but I don't really know what to say about him, but it just, he kind of reminds me of some of these people where I volunteer at. Why can't I have that? Why can't I have that?
You know?
So he, you know, just, I guess, you know, the listeners could use a laugh, so just go ahead and keep letting them come on in.
Thank you, Richie. I appreciate the call. Anthony is a distilled, in its purest form, version of the lunacy of the left, who have a starkly different vision of what this country has been and what this country should be going forward. You know, he was all aboard with Obama and his fundamental transformation of America, as he described it. And now, you know, these guys have doubled, tripled, quadrupled down on what Obama paved the way for. You know, you got Bernie, you got AOC, you got Liar Watha, you got Spartacus, now you got Beto. You know, here is a guy who's running for president who had $80 million dollars in his campaign war chest and managed to lose one Senate race in Texas to Ted Cruz. And so based off that loss, based off that, dare I use the word, failure, what's he get a participation trophy for running for Senate from Texas? And so now that's his incentive to run for president. Talk about failing downward. This guy's failing upwards. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour. More of your calls are coming up here on Thursday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:37, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show and in on the text line. Bobby, the real issue lies in the fact that Anthony and the Dems have zero critical thinking skills, concrete values, or independent thought, and just regurgitate everything the party spits out. Total brainwash. If the Dems came out and said, kill newborn babies, they'd probably defend it. Oh, wait a second. Didn't they just do that? Leftists see the government as their god. It's really sad. Your friend in the low country. Good to hear from you. To the phones we go. Charlie is next up. Charlie is in Greenville. Hi, Charlie, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
How you doing, Bobby? How's everything going for you?
So far, so good.
Very good. Yeah, I just, in response to a previous caller on feeling that the other states shouldn't have as much say in the border wall as those bordering the wall. I think if the people crossing the border stayed in those states, maybe that would be true.
Yeah,
but they seem to be migrating a little bit north, west, east, and, you know.
Well, so, you're right. I mean,
we have just as much say.
I think you're correct in that assumption. I mean, look at how widely, look at the 100,000 Somalis that are in Minneapolis. That's a border state, but with Canada, not Mexico.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. I mean, we're all feeling the crunch here. It's
yes.
Not just those states.
Yes, exactly. And the fact that we still have this catch and release system in place. Today, the Border Patrol people took probably, I don't know, hundreds if not thousands of people to the local bus station and said, okay, there you go. And who knows where they're getting on a bus where that's going to. It's anybody's guess.
I mean, that's a great program for fishing, you know, to keep the fish in the pond, but those fish ain't staying in the pond.
No.
They're coming over the bridge, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And those fish are not dependent on us for education and their medical care and their food.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Charlie. Good to have you here. Alan is along this evening. He's in Reedville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac. I have a question in regards to about the O'Rourke guy. Is Donald, would you say that Donald Trump is a stronger candidate in this upcoming election than he was when he first ran?
Yes, I would.
Now, I would say, I wonder if the Democrats recognize that.
Considering their skewed and weird perspective, they probably think he is more vulnerable than someone running who doesn't have a record that can be attacked the way a sitting president can.
Well, when he is able to connect the things that he promised, even think about the effort he's going to with this wall.
Right.
Look at the effort it's taken. In fact, let me say this, if you don't mind about that.
Sure.
These 12 senators.
Right.
There is no difference between those 12 senators and the sanctuary states and cities.
I would agree.
To me, they're in the same boat. And, you know, they gave the Congress, and that's who these people are, they gave the president the right to act in an emergency manner. If this isn't an emergency, I'd love for them to hear what is an emergency and why didn't they take this action on any of the previous emergencies?
Yeah, good questions. Look, you recognize the same as I do, Alan, that these 12 Republican senators who thumb their nose at the president today are nothing more than enablers. They're complicit with the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's of the world in allowing this invasion of our southern border. Didn't they all take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, which, to the best of my knowledge, includes our having borders?
They're just as accountable as the sanctuary cities at this point in time for whatever happens and should be, you know, held so. It's you know, this thing that Ocasio said, remember where they were talking with the Wells Fargo?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that with
right.
the CEO?
I did.
Where she said, why are you? You know, I really wish he would looked at her and said, well, you know, ma'am, to my knowledge, the actions that are going on at the border are being done by a federal agency that you oversee.
Yep.
So really the question I should ask you, why are you doing that?
And enforcing or non-enforcing policies that were in place under the sainted Barack Hussein Obama. You know, those pictures the media loves to show of the children being ripped from the arms of their mothers. Those pictures were taken during the time when Obama was president, not under the Trump administration. But they're never going to mention that.
True. And I know I'm all over the boat, but this thing with the colleges, you know, I hate to keep repeating this, but would you say that those colleges, just about everyone, if not all on that list, are basically anti-Trump?
Oh, I think you're hard-pressed, other than Hillsdale College and Liberty University, to find any college campus where they are not opposed to President Trump. 99.9%.
What about this long list of people, to our knowledge, that were involved in the process, that were getting their kids? The majority of them that we know, there are some we don't know, those are leftists. They're Hollywood.
Sure.
I mean, I can't connect the dots, but it's just like this deal, you know, with the going on with the deal and the new suit against CNN.
Right.
Suit against the water. I mean, right now, if you are anti-Trump, you might want to take a step back.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, I don't know. I can't connect it and make sure, but it is unbelievable all that's going on with this stuff.
Yeah, the level of Trump derangement syndrome has just sailed right off the edge of the map. Alan, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. In on the text line, Bobby, isn't the Electoral College federal law, and if that's the case, can states override it? I think it would be found unconstitutional. Bobby, there's a reason why Baskin-Robbins sells 31 flavors. Some people are nuttier than others. Bob, I think Beto should always be referred to by his given name, Robert Francis O'Rourke. Blow up his false identity. He is such a... yeah, I would agree. He is that. Bob Pelosi wants to lower the voting age to 16. They will incentivize young voters by offering free Tide Pods at your local polling place. That should do it. That'll do the trick. Bobby, I'm using speech to text because I'm driving. I hope this makes sense. In all seriousness, I'd like to know what Anthony thinks about the selling of unborn babies' parts, aborted babies, the preborn. I remember when Anthony's baby was born, he called in the next day and he sounded all shaken up and said his opinions and his mind on abortion had been changed and he was now pro-life. I'd love to know what he thinks about the liberals in the Democrat Party and their killing babies right up until the due date and even after they are born. How in the world can he support that and claim to be pro-life? Because he's a hypocritical Democrat, would be my answer. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Excellent.
Welcome back. The closing minutes of the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Show here in the bonus hour in on the text line. Let me see if I can quickly get caught up here. Bobby, to answer Anthony's question on how we can support Donald Trump, the people who voted for Trump were and are sick of standing on principle and losing. It doesn't do to stand on principle with a noose around your neck. The Democrats only care about power, have no principle whatsoever, and they illustrate it with their hypocrisy on an unbelievable level. Trump is the fire with which we are fighting the raging leftist inferno. He is the spine. The dozen Republican senators are the picture of squishy in the cloak of principle. I would agree. Bobby, Anthony didn't respond to your question about the million illegals crossing the border this year, actually about 4 million probably, because to them, it's not a crisis. It's an election blessing. They don't care about your prediction, and then civil war. Bobby, how did Hallmark drop Lori Loughlin? Did they send her a "you're fired" card?
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
I know. Does Hallmark have "you're fired" cards? They may have them. They got them for everything else. Bob, I just love Anthony's claim about 8,000 lies and then can't name even one. Bobby, please explain the 8,000 lies and the source. These libtards actually believe this stuff is fact. Idiots. Bob, remember, people who are brainwashed don't know they're brainwashed. Anthony, you're brainwashed into a giant cult. Gotcha. Did I have some? Yeah, I do have a few more to catch here at the end. Bobby, I think it's time that we the people converge and overtake the southern border because invasions are illegal. Bobby Mack, Robert Beto O'Rourke, just another Democrat appropriating someone else's culture. Wait a second, I thought they were opposed to that. Bob, I wonder what Anthony would have to say to family members who've been murdered by, someone who's been murdered by illegals from Grover in Greenville. Now, what can you say? How many more? There was just another one yesterday in California. The sheriff in California said, you know, how many more? 59-year-old woman was murdered by an illegal who had been, I don't know, deported 9 times. And they refused to put ICE detainers on the guy. So he was free. Yeah, go out there and murder some poor woman. One more that I need to catch up with. It was a repeat of the same one. Okay, good. Good deal. By the way, one other note on the college admissions scandal. We do have a dog in the hunt on this. The Bobby Mack Professional Players present College Admissions Made Easy.
Hey there, high school seniors. Just because you have a 2.0 GPA and your only A is in vaping, that doesn't mean you can't get into an Ivy League college. Whether you're in your parents' basement or the local cannabis store, get on the phone your parents pay for and take this handy college aptitude test.
We'll start with math.
What is 2 + 2?
History.
What year did Prince say he was going to party like it was?
Finally, science.
That big thing in the sky that'll blind you if you stare at it is called the what? Now let's check your answers. Congratulations, Joe and Josie College. You've been admitted to the Ivy League school of your choice.
Wow.
And you made the rowing team. Now just write a check for $500,000.
Made out to cash.
Yeah.
And send it in today. See you at the pep rally. Go team!
Diploma sold separately.
By the way, that's actually the crew team, not the rowing team. But we're not gonna split hairs on this thing. this is Friday for me, but the Friday free-for-all will be here tomorrow, even though I will not be. Tony Dale will be in from the bullpen, filling in for me. And I will see you back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Till then, God bless.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.